and roll a three. Newsgirl has drawn barrier 6, Bennelong Dancer 10, Lost Command 18, Lady Moronton has drawn 9, Fashion Tip 17, Landmine is the first emergency, it's drawn 11, Surprising 20, Hail the Hero 1, and Find My Tail 16. We are trying for Jeff Duray, but his phone's engaged at the moment. He's got a bit of thinking to do with the owner of Newsgirl, nominated or accepted, I should say, for Moonee Valley tomorrow night, Caulfield on Saturday, and here in this race at Albury on Saturday. And it's drawn 5 and 6 in those races. So we'll wait and see. His phone, as I say, is engaged as we speak. Steve Heatherton is the club secretary here at Albury. Morning to you, Steve.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. You've only been here for about 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's a bit of a baptism of fire. Obviously, the country championships and then the commercial club Albury Gold Cup in 4 weeks later.
Yeah, it's a fantastic thing. I'll talk about the Cup Carnival in a moment. But Saturday, you bring horses from all the southern districts. The club had one here a couple of years ago, and it's back here again.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. Racing New South Wales has given us that trust in running the country championships. We've got a great field. Right across the fields, it's well supported. We've got some good numbers, so expecting a great race day.
And, Jeff Duray's got a tail wherever he goes here, but you've still got many locals that are in form that could go to Sydney and run really well.
There is, and speaking to a lot of the trains, as you have done this morning as well, they're very confident on their chances. The track's prepared very well. They've been very happy with it. Everyone will get their chance, so if they're down in the weights or they're down in the odds, they've still got a chance.
Now, what about for people in the area that want to come along on Saturday? First race at 1:15 and the qualifiers the last at 5:35. Nice weather guaranteed virtually.
Yeah, we're looking at about 31, 32 degrees. Perfect day, not a cloud in the sky. What a great opportunity for us to showcase country racing. For anyone who hasn't been to the races before, it's probably one of the best days you could come out. We're not going to have the crowds of the Commercial Club Albury Gold Cup Carnival, but we are going to have a great crowd, good atmosphere with plenty of action, plenty of stuff on for the kids, plenty of stuff, bands on trackside. We've got bands in the beer garden. We've got the virtual reality TAB float, so there's an opportunity for the punters.
And get out there and ride it like you're a winner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they can win a trip to Sydney, a VIP, all expenses paid trip to Sydney for them and their mates.
Yeah. So if you are listening through 99.3 or any of the FMs in Wagga or wherever you are listening to Sky Sports Radio, get along here on Saturday and enjoy the day. The first, as I say, at 1:15. And then this year, the Albury Gold Cup Carnival goes back to the original 2 days, the 21st and 22nd of March.
Yeah. It does. It's a great opportunity for our stakeholders to capitalise on that again. I mean, many of the trainers, owners and those that follow racing will come for 2 or 3 days now, not just the one. So great opportunity for all the businesses in the community and all our stakeholders.
For sure. And people can, you know, start booking into those motels around the region because it is a terrific 2 days. You got the public holiday?
Yeah, we do.
On
still,
the
half-day holiday as well. So I've got no doubt we'll get a big crowd this year. I've spoken to a couple of the trainers who are targeting the race. So it's a high-profile trainer, so that's great. There are packages available through the hotels in town, Chura being one of them.
Yeah, no, we'll do that. I want to get a few of these lads over here in the fluorescent yellow tops, if they can just come to the Bensley household and start preparing the gardens like they are. They've put some new little plants down and they're putting all the, what's that stuff that they put on the ground?
The mulch.
The mulch. I don't even know what it's called. You're just priming up for Saturday.
Yeah, the guys you're looking at have done an amazing job, and guys previous to them as well. But the track and the trainers, the stewards are all telling us the best they've seen this track for a long, long time and the way it's playing. Yeah. It's a fantastic opportunity. It's all due to the hard work that these guys and the guys before them have put in.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, good luck, Steve. Thanks for having us here this morning. I hope many of our listeners have got something out of it, and we stress that it is Saturday this week, the country championship qualifier here at Albury. As I say, it'll be run at 5:35 on Saturday afternoon. Thanks for your time, Steve.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Steve Heatherton, the club secretary here at Albury. We've had no luck with Jeff Duray. We might even try later. Sean might be able to get him on later, but it'll be interesting to see what he does now with Newsgirl. Just before I wrap it up, Rose Hill on Saturday. The track is a soft 5. The weather is a bit overcast, a bit of drizzle falling there, a mill in the last 24 hours. Gem Song came out this morning, race 5, number 3. Chris Lees has texted me, has a low-grade infection, Gem Song, and no chances to be taken. The horse will be fine, but no chances on Saturday. So Gem Song comes out. Race 9, number 3, From Within has come out. It'll be running in Melbourne. It flew down overnight. And Akasaki has just come out on Vets, race 9, number 8. And also from Godolphin, James Cummings has announced that Sabatiano will run in the Millie Fox on Saturday and not at Caulfield. So Sabatiano running in the Millie Fox on Saturday. All right, I think that's about it from us here at Albury. I do hope you've got something out of it. We'll see you back in the studio tomorrow as we start previewing Saturday racing. What a day it will be at Rosehill and Caulfield. And we can't wait to bring it all to you. After our news, it'll be a full preview for Hawkesbury and then Chinwag just after 10:30 with Sean and his special guest this morning, Grant Buckley.
This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney Sales. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Westpac is facing a class action for allegedly giving loans to people who couldn't afford to pay them back. It's the first against one of the big four banks since the Royal Banking Commission delivered its damning report. The federal court action accuses Westpac of breaching its obligations to protect customers from irresponsible lending. The new Medivac laws are being dubbed a one-way ticket to Australia after fresh legal advice found asylum seekers can't be forced back to offshore detention. The government solicitor has provided legal advice to the Attorney General, warning Labor's laws contain the loophole. Amendments made to the Migration Act failed to link the medical transfers with the ability to send people back to detention once people have returned to good health. And two men have been charged after police in Sydney uncovered a plot to import 40 kilograms of the drug ice. The drugs would have an estimated street value of $36 million. Detectives arrested the two men at homes in Wentworth Point and North Parramatta yesterday. Both have been charged. In sport, Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga has said enough is enough, saying he wants the NRL to bench stars charged by police during the code's Summer of Shame until their cases are heard by courts. Meninga believes Jack DeBellin should be suspended immediately while he contests a rape charge and that the NRL has to act on violence against women. The AFL's drug policy is again under the spotlight amid claims players are using mental health as an excuse for the use of illicit drugs. Under the AFL's current drugs policy, if a player self-reports on the grounds of poor mental health, then they are exempt from being tested for illicit substances. It's also been reported this morning that up to 16 players at a single club have used this loophole. And 20-time Grand Slam champ Roger Federer will play his first clay court tournament in 3 years at the Madrid Open in May. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Hi, Tarek Sims from the Dragons here. Be there as the St. George Illawarra Dragons take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs for the 36th annual West Fund Charity Shield, kicking off in Mudgee this March. Tickets starting from $15 with family passes also available.
With the Mudgee Show on Radio on Friday night, the Charity Shield on Saturday and the Country Championships qualifier on Sunday, it's sure to be an action-packed weekend. Tickets at Ticketek. Contact Mudgee Visitor Centre for accommodation details.
See you Saturday, March 2nd at Glen Willow Stadium, Mudgee.
Hey, guys. Look, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm leaving the flat. You're like family to me, and if I could stay here longer, believe me, I would, man. I know it's sudden, but I cannot miss my bus.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio App on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio App, free from the App Store and Google Play.
Rise up for the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival this March at Rosehill Gardens. Enjoy three spectacular Saturdays of entertainment, award-winning hospitality and world-class racing, including the 63rd running of the Longines Golden Slipper, the world's richest race for two-year-olds on Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing. With tickets from just $17, rise up for the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
Get behind Play for Purpose, Australia's new not-for-profit raffle, raising funds for charities and local sporting clubs. There are thousands of prizes to be won, all while supporting a good cause. Tickets just $10 at playforpurpose.com.au. And please, play responsibly. New South Wales permit number GOCOU/2086.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 13 past 10, Booker Racing today at Hawkesbury. Jeff Haynes joins me now. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Sean.
How's the day at Hawkesbury?
It's a bit overcast, mate. Had a couple of drizzle patches this morning, and looks like it's going to remain like that all day. Just looking at the radar, I'd say we'd be lucky to get through the day without getting a little bit of a drizzle, but I don't think it's going to be much to make any difference to the track. Just make it a little bit of an uncomfortable day, that's all.
All right. Now, how would you rate the fish lead?
We rated a good four, penetrable 4.90, which is right between the four and the five.
Yeah.
Grant Buckley galloped this morning and said it had a nice little bit of give in it. We've left plenty of grass on it because we've got a front up again on Sunday, championship day. So he said just got a nice little bit of give in it and should race pretty well. We haven't raced since, I think, December 17th. It's been a couple of months off, but rolling the true. Like I said, there's plenty of grass here. The grass is a little bit soft because we did our renovation work in middle of January, which is fairly late for us, and so it's, by the time March comes around, the track will be in great nick, but they'll probably just chip it out a little bit today, but apart from that, not firm, mate, which is the main thing this time of the year.
Beautiful. So the rail true, and you've got a good four there today for the meeting today, which is brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be a great day, mate.
All right, and Grant Buckley Gallop, well, he's sitting at home at the moment very nervous, you know, Jeff, because he's my Chingwag guest in 15 minutes' time, and he's got very, very good reason to be nervous, too, I can tell you.
I'm sure you've got some stories to tell.
And a bit of good stuff, Jeff. All right, talk to you soon. Jeff Haynes okay. there. Libby Hoppett's going to find some winners for us at quarter past 10. Morning, Libby.
Morning, Cozzy. I think you'll have a lot to talk to Grant about. I saw a stat the other day that he's already ridden over 600 horses this year. That is incredible.
Ah, he's like the Everest Duracell bunny, I tell you. He doesn't stop. Now, the first today, the two-year-old maiden, one out. Number two, Aussie, 240. Three, Dresden Green, $5. Four, Exceed the Stars, 360, five out. Six, Rumshaker, 41. Seven, Wicked Willie, 31. Eight, Beach Break, 17. Nine, Bollywood, 15. Ten, Capri of Tuffy, 26. 11, Classic Gown, 6. 12 and 13 out. 14, Stella Blaze, 61. And 15, One Step, 61. Favourite, 240. Number two, Aussie.
Deserves the beat. This guy is stepping down from Group 3 level. The last time that he stepped out, he raced around Caulfield. He peaked on his run late. That was in the Blue Diamond Prelude. And he was on the market there as well. So this horse is racing really well. Tried pretty hard behind Dawn Passage to start prior at Randwick. And he was solid in all of his trials prior to that. So it's pretty hard to go away from his form, Group 3 form on the board. And he's drawn at Barrier 1. Exceed the Stars is in the same boat. He's stepping down from Group 3 level as well. Both of his starts have been at that level. He led them up last start at Rose Hill and certainly wasn't beaten far. Was pretty brave considering he actually got galloped on in the run, so he pulled up a little bit lame as a result of that, so he's only going to be further improved. Then I've got number nine, Bollywood, who hasn't been far away in any of her three starts. Didn't get the best of luck last start on the Kensington track. She was really knocked off her feet at a critical stage and perhaps a little bit outclassed there, but she's been solid enough to warrant a placing. And then I've got number three, Dresden Green, who is a first starter. He's had three trials, and he's been very good at a couple of those. He beat a couple of these other horses in our most latest trial, so some of the horses that he lines up against here today. But I quite like his first trial. He posted pretty solid times there. He was largely unpressured, and he gets the crossover nose band on for the first time. But this is a tricky race. I do want to see them in the yard because I quite like the trial of Classic Gown as well. She's a filly who didn't have any luck at her trial leading into this, so had to be pulled off heels, and then when she balanced up, she really attacked the line. So I'm pretty confident with the first two horses to have them on top, both stepping down from Group 3 level, Aussie and Exceed the Stars, but I think I'll just have a play with my numbers on track when I get there.
Right, race two, number one, Ligulate is 420, two, Takatata, 850, three, Hempstead, 750, four, Lashes, $2, five, Momentum Amethyst is 26, six, Riviera, 850, seven, Brown Thomas, 26, eight, Stratum Charge, 11, 9 Oakfield Geronimo, 26, and 10 Reby Rhymer, 81. Favourite, 2 even, number 4 Lashes.
Yeah, she deserves to be. A couple of starts ago at Warwick Farm, she was very, very good. Fought hard with Kylie in the rundown to the line. It was a good, strong, tough win from her. Last start, I'm not really sure what to make of that. She just never fired. And then you go back to three starts ago. She was beaten a lip at Canterbury. So last start was the anomaly. I'm giving her the chance to bounce back to her previous form. And if she does that, she should be able to win here quite nicely. Over number three, Hempstead, who's been enjoying a fairly solid preparation as well. He's got a 75% place rate, so he's always around the mark and chased pretty well last start at Canterbury. That was through the heavy track on that occasion, so I think he might be a little bit better improved on top of the ground here today. Number one, Ligulate's resuming, but he's trialled quite nicely coming into this, and he did win fresh last preparation. He was competitive in higher level races last time in, and since then, he's been gelded and the winkers come off. So he's drawn quite nicely here today and two stone lighter. And then number nine, Oakfield Geronimo, who won on debut at Port Macquarie. And that was a pretty brave performance from him considering he actually pulled up lame. So he had an issue and he galloped through it to still win the race. So he's obviously got some heart and I want to keep him nice and safe. He's drawn quite nicely and well-weighted as well, not to be taken lightly. So 4, 3, 1 and 9.
All right, the third now, One My King's Counsel, $4, two Stately Boy, 41, three Snatcher, 650, four Uber Lux, four, five Citus is 550, six Mrs. Madrid, 240, seven Tormund, 34, favourite 240, number six, Mrs. Madrid.
Is racing really, really well. Last night at Kembla Grange, she sat off the leader, and they really walked in transit, and she was quite polite considering that tempo. She didn't get fierce, she didn't get up on the bridle, which she really was entitled to do with how slow they went. And then she just hit the line really, really nicely. A little bit green in the straight, kept rolling in, and she was still too good. So she's still got a little bit to learn, this filly. She's still learning her craft, but obviously has some ability. It's obviously a little bit hard to win straight out of maiden grade. That was her maiden win, but it was, in fact, a maiden and class one. So she was competitive against horses that already had that elusive maiden victory on the board, and she managed to beat those. And this is just a straight class one. So it's essentially the same sort of grade. And she already beat quite a few of these horses in that run, in fact. One of those horses she beat was Uber Lux. She's been racing well. Solid up to the 2,000 metres last start behind Mrs. Madrid, and that was her first time at the 2,000 metres. And she chased all the way, but she has the trip fitness now. My King's Counsel's been knocking at the door. He's placed his past few runs. Actually pulled a shoe last start at Kembla and was a little bit one batter to the line, so he just needs a bit more luck in his shoes to stay on his feet. And number five, Citus, who's been solid enough at his last couple as well. He hasn't been far away, just needs to reproduce that and maintain his current form from the good draw. 6, 4, 1 and 5.
Race four now, one Canyonero, 310, two Gay Sun, 19, three Reby's Regent is 19. Number four, Back in Black, $13. 5, Dora Diva, 126. 6, Galena, 290. 7, Lily Astolat, 14. Number 8, Nishimia, is 13. 9, Premier Rose, 10. 10, Princess Siri, 15. 11, Tuesday Special, $7. Favourite is $2.90, number 6, and that is Galena in the fourth event today at Hawkesbury.
She's stepping down from City Class. She last raced around the Gold Coast, and she was very, very solid there. She just had a little bit too much work to do. She's placed in all of her runs prior to that preparation, so she's absolutely knocking on the door, super consistent, and she gets another winnable race. She's just struggling to get that maiden victory on the board, and she gets the tongue control bit on for the first time here today. So that's a fairly significant gear change. She just might be playing with her tongue and obstructing her breathing. So we should see an improved Galena here today. Over number one, Canyonero, who is a nine-star maiden, but he's been placed in six of those. He battled through the heavy last start pretty well after a short let-up, but I think another furlong does look perfect for him, and he's had a three-week freshen up between runs as well. Gets the blinkers back on here today. Number nine, Premier Rose, was well-beaten on her debut run last preparation at Randwick, but then they threw her out for a really big spell, and she's had three good City Class trials since then and looks to have some ability. She's a former Gay and Adrian galloper stepping out here today. And then Tuesday Special, who's just been okay in her trials, have been solid enough. They certainly haven't been barnstorming. They've just been okay. But she goes in on the strength of her breeding. She's a beautifully bred filly. Dam was obviously a champ herself in Tuesday Joy, but a Dam's half-sister went on to produce More Joyous, who obviously a champ. Other good horses, Don't Doubt Mama, she could have been anything as well. She gets the blinkers on for the first time here today. So that just might be what she's looking for, to switch her on a little bit. But she goes in on the strength of her breeding. 6, 1, 9 and 11.
Race 5, the Sky Racing Maiden, one seal the deal, $4.80. Two, Mr. Dependable, $1.70. Three, Oxidization, $4.80. Four, Brooklyn Beach, $10. Five, Diamond Padrill, $31. Six out, seven, Celebrator, $9. Eight, Pujols is $34. Nine out, number 10, the Cinnamon, $126. The favourite, two, Mr. Dependable, $1.70.
Seal the deal on top for me. I did play around with these numbers a little bit. Mr. Dependable went in on top originally, just based on his form. But after watching some replays, I swapped them around a little bit and Seal the Deal ends up on top. I liked how he hit the line last start at Goulburn. He's got good form as well. He's only missed a placing once in his career. But last start at Goulburn, he settled a long way back, came quite wide and really ran on well. He ran third last preparation at Newcastle at this stage of his preparation. So he's obviously got the form on the board. That was a pretty good effort as well. He ran on from deep there. He gets the blinkers on for the first time tomorrow, which I think is fairly significant for this horse. But he really attacked the line. Oxidization, I had her on top of him originally as well. And she was 4 deep around the corner last night on the Kensington track. But she was just a little bit one batted to the line. He hit the line better than what she did. So that's caused a bit of a swap around there. And I've noticed through a few of Oxidization's replays, she tends to wobble around a little bit and gets quite unbalanced fairly easily. So I think she's still got a little bit of time to work things out and strengthen up, but she does get the blinkers back on. She's got the form on the board. She just needs a nice, clean run in transit. Number two, Mr. Dependable has won both of his trials ahead of his first up run, which is solid enough without threatening it on the Kensington track. But he was awkwardly away from the gates. He slipped out and he was trapped a little bit deep after that. Expect a much better run from him here today with a cleaner start. And Celebrator, who's a really handy horse to have in the stable, he's just struggling to break that maiden status. 17 starts. So he lines up for his 18th crack at a maiden here today, but he's placed 4 of his past 5. He chased well behind a smart winner last start at Nowra. He did all the donkey work there. He had to chase them all the way up. Well weighted, well drawn. He certainly goes in the mix. 1, 3, 2, and 7.
Now, race 6, Wonder Crew, $2.80. Number 2, the Ladies Boy, $9.50. 3, Cass and Black, $71. Or Homemade, $3.95, Momentum to Win, $13, 6 Bullet Sun, $4.60, 7, See What She Brings, 9, 8 Kitty's Own, $71, 9 Just Two V's, $13, 10 Tribunal, 80 is $18, $2.80 for Wonder Crew.
Bullet Sun on top for me, last start at Gosford, he was had much the same run as Homemade, in fact, so both of these horses are really coming off similar runs, they both settled well back, both ridden for luck. And Bulletson had to make his own. He really had to wheel off heels, and he wound up really well when he balanced up. He's placed 2 of his past 3 runs this time in. Looking for that run just a little bit earlier in the Gosford was quite costly. He just needs to maintain his current form and look really well-weighted. Homemade in goes behind him. I thought he just peaked on his run a little bit late, which is why I put Bulletson in, despite the fact they're both coming similar form lines in the almost identical run. Number 7, See What She Brings, didn't come on fresh last start at Kembla, but she is better than that. She was racing much better last preparation, and she can improve quickly here with the blinkers on for the first time. And then number 10, Tribuna, who's enjoying a good solid preparation. A last start winner at Queen Bien, where she had to navigate through traffic on the way home. A little bit harder here, but it's pretty hard to knock winning form. 6, 4, 7, and 10.
Now, the seventh event, 1 Chocolatier, 320, 2 Risen Air, 18, number 3, Tenorino, 6, 4 Pamela, 420, 5 Ed Saka is 15, 6 Kiara Rose, 13, 7 Lake Navi, 19, 8 Chief Kidda, 7, 9 Happy Every Day, 12, and 10 Nagging, 950. Favourite 320, 1 Chocolatier.
I put Pamela on top, despite the fact that she seems to be finding a pretty nasty habit this filly. She keeps ducking out in the run down the straight, almost when she hits the post. She just veers off the track. She's done it the last couple of starts. So they put the nose roll on her for the first time here today. So obviously just trying to keep her head down and to keep her going nice and true in the run. But she certainly has the ability. She actually won last start at Kembla, but she lost it on protest because she did knock Ikara Miss off her feet in the run down to the post. So she has the ability. She just needs to get out of this habit, and hopefully the nose roll helps her with that. Number 3, Tenorino, has been a little bit unlucky not to have found a placing in his past few. He hasn't been far away at all. He was unbalanced at the critical stage last time at Kembla and was pretty solid in city class prior to that. It is his first trial at this extended journey, first try up to the 1800, but it looks suitable. I thought he might be a bit of a sneaky value chance for the placing. The number one, Chocolatier, who's been really far away for his career, certainly no match last night at Gosford, but wasn't beaten far. He's another one that gets the blinkers on for the first time here today. And then number eight, Chief Kidder, who's been around the mark without threatening, battled through the heavy last start at Canterbury. He's going to be better here. He comes back in grade. He comes back in class. He gets back on top of the ground, and he's only got the 54.5 kilos on his back. 4, 3, 1, and 8.
Final event, race 8, one done a ton, $8, 2 out, 3 Leatherhead, 3 even, 4 Exclusive, 460, 5 Strike Rock, 480, 6 Madison Avenue, 650, 7 Time of Glory, 16, 8 Charming Lad, 13, 9 Mr. Kylan is 23, 10 Casino Angel, 15, 11 out. Favourite 3 even, 3 Leatherhead.
Yeah, he was good last night at Kembla Grange. He settled worse than midfield. He had to come pretty wide and looked like he was just going to be one battered to the line, a little bit dour, but then his last 100, he really picked up, and that was a good last 100 metres. So I think he needed that run. He's going to improve off that. He's nicely placed. He has the ability. This looks a good race for him. Number one, Dunnerton, didn't come on last start at Warwick Farm, but chased well to place a couple of starts ago. Easier here and can improve dramatically. Number five, Strike Rock's been around the mark in his past few attempts. He chased well last time that he stepped out at Kembla Grange. He won nicely last preparation and the Beaumont Newcastle track around this stage of his prep, but it's a little bit harder here. He seems to have found some form. And then number four, Exclusive, who's another one that's been around the mark despite only posting the one win. He was solid when he was fresh on the Beaumont Newcastle track. He's had a three-week freshen up, and he's only going to be improved from that run. 3, 1, 5, and 4.
Now, Lib, can you find a good thing for us?
I actually liked Bulletson. I was going to give him a bit of an opportunity, and he was paying a nice bit of value when we did go through the form. So a good day of racing. Some really nice horses stepping out, but I think they're all vulnerable because they're really strong fields. But I'm going to give it to Bulletson for a nice bit of value to be his best.
All right, terrific. Have a great day, Lib.
Thank you, Cozzy.
Libby Hopwood, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio reminds you to stay within the speed limit when travelling to or from race meetings. Be aware of your speed when travelling through country towns and when overtaking other vehicles. Stay safe throughout New South Wales.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing this Blue Diamond Stakes Day, Tab's got you covered. Place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 6 at Caulfield, Rose Hill and Eagle Farm. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsible. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
29 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. We update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, there are claims this morning that AFL players are exploiting mental health as an excuse for the use of illicit drugs. There are reports that up to 16 players from one AFL club have remained exempt from drug testing because of a mental health diagnosis. But the AFL has said all players are bound by the code's rules and are subject to testing. Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga has called for players facing criminal charges to be stood down until their cases are determined, as the NRL's independent commission considers legal advice before deciding on Jack DeBellin's future. In some cricket, Mitch Marsh's horror summer has continued, with the Aussie all-rounder forced to undergo surgery after being struck in the groin at training. Marsh copped the hit while batting on Tuesday and underwent a minor surgical procedure yesterday. And Rob Beveridge has confirmed, rather, he is firmed as favourite to succeed Andrew Gaze as King's coach. After parting ways with the Illawarra Hawks, Beveridge has a strong relationship with Andrew Bogut and Kevin Leash, with reports talks are already underway with the Sydney Kings. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovation.